Hello and welcome back to Starting the Conversation. You're listening to episode number 267 of the podcast. I'm your host, Alice Benham. And this week we are continuing the money chat that we began last week and talking about getting aware of what's happening with your business finances. Now, if you're following me on other platforms or you listened to last week's episode, you will know that I am talking a lot about money at the moment. A, because it's such a key thing in business and so many of us don't have the awareness and the tools and the conversations that we need to help ourselves really take control of it. And B, because with that in mind, I have launched not only a whole shop full of resources for business owners, but more specifically within that shop, three sets of financial tools to help business owners of any size, type, stage, really take control of their money. So there's three separate products. There's one to help you plan your finances. That's what we talked about last week, how to really set your financial goals and get clear on what you want from your revenue and your sales and your pricing. There's then another product to help you track your finances, which is the theme we're going to be looking at today. So that's all about giving you the regular overview of what's happening and helping you to measure the performance of your business finances. And then there's a third tool to help you manage your finances, which is what I'll be mentioning in next week's episode, and is all about having some organized systems so that you're on top of things, saving for tax, knowing where your money's going, all of the good things like that. If any of those piqued your interest and you're listening to this thinking, oh my gosh, that's something I need help with, then do make sure to head to the strategy shop. You can go to alicebenham.co.uk or just the link in the show notes and have a look. I am absolutely biased because I have made them, but they are really good. I've been using them in my business for years. They have gone through extensive testing. They are simple to use and they really will help you to feel more in control of your finances. It's been so exciting seeing people buying them and within hours sending me a message going, oh my God, this has changed the game for me. As a reminder, you can either buy them separately if you just need help in one of those areas, or you can buy them as a bundle and get a discount. And speaking of discounts, there is a 26% off sale happening right now. It's only going to be lasting for the next week. If you're listening to this in the week that it comes out, there will only be days left to access that discount. And I can promise you this, those products will not be that cheap again for at least a year. I may run another birthday discount next year, which would be 27% off, but I can confidently say this is the cheapest you will be able to access them for at least 12 months. So make sure to shop, don't miss out. Speaking of the money chat, we are then gonna make sure today I'm giving you some insight into the tracking side of our business finances, because you might be familiar with the fact that right now on the podcast, we are doing a series called 2.8%, and it's all about the idea that an hour a week spent working on your business is actually only 2.8% of your kind of working week if you're working a typical kind of Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And that doesn't actually sound like much, does it? When you hear it like that, when you think, oh my gosh, that's like less than 5% or less than 3% of my week, it instantly feels, I think, a lot more doable to prioritize just that 1 hour. And what I'm doing in each of these podcast episodes is giving you something that you can do this week in your 1 hour so that you're spending 2.8% of this week moving your business forwards. I want to help you to prioritize working on your business, not just in it. And as we're talking about finances at the moment, this week, I want to challenge you to get more aware of what's happening in your business when it comes to your finances. Now, one of the things that I notice often is that people have an accountant, or perhaps they are doing themselves the role that an accountant does, i.e. bookkeeping and preparing a tax return. And because of that, they kind of feel like they can just like wipe their hands of all the financial stuff and not really do anything else. And don't get me wrong, accountants are incredible. I will always be the first to say that it's one of the most valuable investments you can make in your business. The role they do is not only, you know, essential in terms of keeping our businesses legal, but also so helpful. But what an accountant is doing is actually only part of what's important for us to be doing with our finances. Like if you think of it as kind of organizing your finances as lots of different roles, accountants play a really, really powerful role in helping you to make sure that, you know, you've got like legal tax returns, that you are calculating the correct tax, VAT, payroll, etc. You know, making sure that you're doing things by the book. Accountants are going to tick all those boxes for you. But they're not the only boxes that we really should be looking to tick when it comes to managing our business finances. There are other things that we should be doing and be aware of in order to fully benefit as business owners being in control of our finances. So what I want to challenge you to do this week is give yourself greater awareness of what's happening with your numbers. Because what I often notice, particularly when people feel that they're kind of doing enough because they've got the tax returns, is that then those are really the only numbers they're looking at in their business. You might see your tax return and use that as your opportunity to kind of look at, you know, what's performing well or how much money you're making. And whilst that's valuable, I think we always need to remember, like, a tax return is always going to be quite old data. Like, even if you're an absolute whiz and you finish your tax return within a month, the financial year ending, you're still then going to be looking at some data that's from over a year ago. And it'll have taken you over a year to actually then see those numbers of how you performed at the very start of that financial year. Your tax return should not be the primary way that you are looking at the financial performance of your business. So what we're going to talk about this week is a really key area for you to get more awareness in. Before I talk about kind of which area to get awareness in, I want to clarify why this is important, because I am so against feeling like we need to do stuff in business just because. You know, I never want to be that voice that's giving you shoulds, that's saying like, oh, you should do that and you should do that, and making you just feel busy, but not actually feeling like any of that activity is doing anything for you. So from my perspective, the benefit of us having more awareness around what's going on with our finances is because that awareness allows us then to make better decisions. When we can see what is happening with our business finances in real time, i.e. when we can look at data that is relevant, that is current, that is, you know, the last few months, what we can then do is learn from that data. Data is just information, and the data on its own doesn't really mean anything unless we give ourselves the space to be aware of it, question it, and then learn from it. When you are aware of the performance of your business finances, you can move forwards with so much more intention, because you can move forwards knowing what's happened in the past. We talked in last week's episode about how to plan your finances, how to set goals for the future. Well, one of the best ways to know what you need your goals to be and actually know how to get there is to know how you're currently performing. It's one of the first questions I'll ask a client or someone that I'm working with when they say, okay, I'm really looking to scale my business. I want to know, okay, in the last 3 months, like, what's your revenue been and where has it come from within your business model? Or which of your current offerings are the most profitable? Or where do you see the most consistency or growth when it comes to your revenue? It scares me how many people, when I ask those questions, don't know. And I'm not expecting, you know, Dragon's Den style, that they can just say the numbers off the top of their head. That would be very impressive. I definitely couldn't do that with my finances. But what I am expecting is we do have a space, i.e. a spreadsheet, where we could go and go, okay, now I can see those numbers clearly. Knowing what's happening with your finances, and we're going to speak specifically here about knowing what's happening with your revenue, which, if you don't know, is your kind of total money into the business, is honestly like the basic thing that we should be tracking, but also the most valuable. When we know where our money is coming from, how much money is coming from those different places, how consistent each of those income streams are, whether they're growing, whether they're declining, whether they're higher in certain months, you know, and we notice the seasonality, like, when we can notice those kind of things, we can move our business forwards with so much more intention. Because if you can see, oh, interesting, a high percentage of my revenue is coming from this area, but I don't actually put much effort into growing that, then that gives us information. Maybe that's then an area you want to put more effort into. Or on the flip side, if you can see, oh, actually, that thing that takes me loads of energy and work is only actually generating like 15% of my revenue, interesting. Maybe we can look at how we work smarter with that and kind of work more efficiently. Or when you can see that your finances are, you know, slowly starting to decline, and maybe it wouldn't be the kind of decline that you would notice, you know, week by week, month by month, but maybe in a year's time you would suddenly notice. If you can notice that kind of before it has a real impact, then you can make decisions on how you want to navigate that. That's the beauty of knowing our numbers in real time, is that we can notice things often before they have a really negative or positive impact. And then we can help ourselves to move forwards with that impact in mind. My challenge for you this week, the way I want you to use your 1 hour, your 2.8%, is to get to know your numbers. Now, if you already feel quite aware of perhaps your revenue, then by all means, spend some time this week getting to know your profit. So that will be understanding your revenue, your expenses, and then at the end, what your profit's been. But if at the moment you're thinking, Alice, I don't even know any of these things, I don't have a spreadsheet where I'm tracking any of this, start with your revenue. Spend an hour this week looking at March, the last month, or maybe looking at the whole of Q1. if you're going to be able to do that within an hour. And note down, how much money have I made? And most importantly, where has that money come from? The total revenue figure is one of the least helpful things to know. Yeah, it's kind of useful. Obviously, it helps us make sure that we're ultimately probably in the green, in the profit. However, the most information is held in the breakdown of that big number, in showing us, okay, how much of that revenue came from repeat customers? How much of that revenue came from our website versus in-person sales? How much of our revenue came from that new service versus that one that we've ran for ages? It's the data that sits below that big revenue figure, which is so helpful. So that's what I want you to get to know this week. Of course, if you want a tool to make this really easy for you to do, then you can go and grab the Track spreadsheets in the strategy shop whilst they're on sale, because you can just plug in your numbers and it will give you lots of lovely graphs and metrics off the back of that. But it could just be as basic as just sitting down and writing down those figures. Once you're then aware of the numbers, once you've got an understanding of the data, and like I said, it's not just how much money have you made, but also where's it come from and, you know, how's that money actually been achieved? What you then just want to spend a bit of time doing is just questioning it, looking at the numbers. I think we can really overcomplicate what it means and looks like to analyze our metrics. We think that there's this like fancy system or process that we should follow, or that, you know, we've got to like crunch some specific numbers and data. And whilst some kind of data is useful, you know, I always like to think about like what percentage of my revenue is coming from each income stream. You know, am I seeing revenue growth here from the last month, or is it a decline? Like past that point, I really think the value that you get is just from sitting and looking, like just looking at the numbers and being like, what do I think of this? What am I noticing here? What surprises me? It's always so interesting to me how we don't actually always know exactly how our business is performing until we look at the numbers. And then it can actually be quite eye-opening. I had a client a few weeks ago who was really, really sure that this one service she offered was kind of like the core thing that she did. And then when we actually looked at the revenue from the past few months, it was really interesting to see like 70% of her revenue was coming from this other offer. That she didn't really clock that that's what a huge amount of her income was coming from. It's so easy to kind of turn a blind eye, not even intentionally, to kind of what is performing well and how things are performing within our business. So that is where I really want you to get this clarity this week. Like I said, if you've done this work already, if you kind of know that revenue breakdown and you feel that you're ready for the next step, then look at your expenses and then look at your profit. Ultimately, that's where we want to be, is that we're having a real-time view of our revenue, our expenses, and our profit on a monthly basis. Every single business owner, as soon as a month has ended, should really be looking at those numbers from the month before. That's what I mean about real-time numbers. We're not waiting a year and seeing it in our tax return. We're seeing it almost as soon as we can gather the data. Because the sooner that you see the data, the sooner you can get the lessons, and then the sooner that you can change your actions moving forwards. So as a reminder, this week, you're going to look at the financial performance in your business from March, or previous months if you want to do that as well. Gather the data. Where's your revenue coming from? How much are you making and from where? And then just analyze it. Give yourself 10, 20 minutes to just look at the numbers and ponder what's performing well, what surprised you, what might you need to improve or change moving forwards? How would you like these numbers to look differently? What can you do to make those numbers look different? You know, this is what taking control of your finances is about. It's about helping you to not just look at the numbers and go, oh, is what it is, but look at the numbers and go, okay, what can I learn from this? And how can I now change my actions to change these numbers next time? It's one of the most gratifying things about having this regular tracking is that, you know, I will sit down, I'll review March and go, okay, I really want now to increase my revenue in this area, or I want to change this number. And then I get to see at the end of April, when I track April's numbers, okay, how did we do at that? When you start to see that matching up, when you start to notice, when I realize something about my finances, take the action, things change. Like that is such an amazing place to be in, because so often in business, we feel out of control with our money, and we don't have to be. Ultimately, we hold so much control over our finances, but that control is not a given. We have to put in the work to take that control. So let me know how you find spending that time doing your revenue tracking this week. I am always, always interested to know how you find the action steps off the back of these 2.8% episodes, what you learn from it, where that takes you. It really is, I think, a powerful habit to build, really getting aware of what's happening in your business finances. As a reminder, if you are in need of some tools to make that really easy for you, I totally appreciate when you're looking at a blank spreadsheet, it can be a bit like, oh my God, I have to spend hours building a spreadsheet before I can even do the tracking. If that's where you are and you just want to fast track yourself and make it easy, then do head to the Strategy Shop. The track spreadsheet has everything you need in it to have that monthly overview of your revenue, your expenses, your profit. Also gives you some sheets to help you track future revenue and income, review the performance of your various projects and launches. So yeah, if that feels like what you need, then head to the Strategy Shop whilst there is still 26% off. I will be back next week talking about money again for the third and final time in this mini series. It's not the final time I'll be talking about money ever on this podcast because I love talking about money, if you can't tell. But make sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss out on next week's episode where we're going to be talking more about managing your business finances. But yeah, until then, happy tracking and let me know what you discover once you start looking at your numbers.